Are we ready for a word? How many of you really want a word today? ആത്മാർത്ഥമായി എനിക്ക് ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ആത്മാവ് സംസാരിക്കണമെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന കണ്ണുകൾ അടയ്ക്കുക ഒരു നിമിഷം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആത്മാർത്ഥമായി എല്ലാ കണ്ണുകളും അടച്ച്. ഐ വോണ്ട് എവ്രി ഐസ് ടു ബി ക്ലോസ്ഡ്. ആൻഡ് ഇഫ് യു ക്യാൻ ജസ്റ്റ് സേ ദാറ്റ് ലോർഡ് ഐ നീഡ് എ വേർഡ് ടുഡേ. ലുക്ക് അൺ ടു ദ ക്രോസ്. Can you lift both of your hands in the presence of the Lord? Lifting hands are always good. Bible always advocates. Lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. As if you are hungry, as if you are hungry. Lord, I am so hungry for your word. Look at the cross. I want you all, because this word, if you really agree with this, this word is going to release you. This word is going to touch you. This word is going to touch you. Come on, everybody, lift your hands up. Come on, I want you to open your mouths. Open your mouths. As if you're craving for a word. As if you're thirsty for a word. As if you're hungry for a word. Come on, come on. It will not be a word from Shibu Thomas. It will be a word from Holy Ghost. Pray that, Lord, touch his lip. Touch his tongue so that he will say only what you want me to hear. Come on. I want you to all look at the Lord. Look at the cross of Calvary. At the cross. Hallelujah. And surrender all the lives in the hands of the Lord. And say that, Lord, I come to your presence. Jesus.
There's a place where mercy reigns.
Everybody.
And never dies. And there's a place where streams of grace flows deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender.
Standing up, you can stand up.
There's a place where sin and shame are powerless.
Come on, everybody.
There's a place where peace and love can be.
Where all the love I've ever found
comes like
just why I owe to you. I owe to you, Jesus.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. We worship. We worship. We worship. We worship. Here I am, O Lord. Here I bow down, O Lord. And Lord, here we come together, the throne of grace. We are so thankful to you for your word today that is to come, Lord. Touch my lips so that I will speak only what you want to. Touch their ears. They will hear what you want them to hear. Lord, your word is a living word. Let that manna come to us, O Lord. Unfold the revelations, O Lord. And Lord, unveil the hidden revelations, O Lord. Give this living fruit to us. Give this living bread to us. Let it come and rain in us, O God. Speak to our hearts, O God. Speak to our bodies, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shout out. Amen, and give up a big hand to Jesus one more time. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17 onwards. And today I will title my message as Power of the Cross. Power of the Cross. 1 Corinthians 1, 17 onwards. And let's, as usual, we do this. Let's read together. All right? If you have Bible, that's perfectly fine. But if you can just look over here. Let's read it together. Come on, ready? 1, 2, 3, and start. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of the Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of cross, come on, read louder. For the message, no. Let's read louder. For the, all the kids and Sunday school students and youths, come on, put your energy together. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Next verse. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. The next verse. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. Come on, say that. Did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. The next verse. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. A stumbling block. Come on. Go back. Verse 23. A stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. And the next verse. But though to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, the Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. The verse 25. For the foolishness, come on, read it together. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Do I need to preach again? We read as if we preach, right? Amen. Let's read together one more time. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Is God. I'm going to talk about the power of cross. You know what? God has always given the message of salvation through cross. And this message of salvation is received by faith. Now listen. Message of salvation is given through cross, but we receive it by faith. And when we receive it by faith, this message of salvation becomes reality of our life. it becomes a strength of our life. It makes us different. It makes us different. We are totally different. Amen. And the message of cross was all the time, it was a message of deliverance. It is a message of hope. There are three things that we will be looking today. Number one, how Jews, we talked about Jews and Gentiles here, right? We are talking about Jews and Gentiles. We were also talking about wisdom and foolishness. We were also talking about Jews were seeking what? Jews were seeking signs. And Gentiles, what they were seeking? Wisdom. So there are so many things coming together. So basically, we'll wrap it out in three points. And we'll be a little short, but just I want you all to have your attention over here. Number one, Jews looking onto cross. How Jews, what is the relation between cross and Jews? Second, Greeks and cross. Jews and the cross, Greek and the cross, and we who are saved and the cross. All right? We'll look three areas. Number one, we'll look into Jews and the cross. What it meant for Jews when they were looking for cross. Now, remember this. Jews were not against Messiah. Jews always were thinking about a Messiah will come. But in order to prove that Jesus Christ is Messiah, they were seeking signs. That's the reason why Paul writes over here in 1 Corinthians. See, Jews are seeking signs. And it was an earnest desire of Jews to see some signs so that they can understand this is the real Messiah. They were the people of book. They were the people of law. They were the people of book. So they were always behind the book. അവരെ പുസ്തക മനുഷ്യക്കുമായിരുന്നു. പുസ്തകത്തിന് അകത്ത് എഴുതിയിട്ടുണ്ട്, വരുന്ന മസീഹ അവൻ അധികാരമുള്ളവനായിരിക്കും, അവൻ അത്ഭുതങ്ങൾ ചെയ്യുന്നവനായിരിക്കും. അങ്ങനെ അധികാരവും അത്ഭുതമായതും കൊണ്ട് സയൻസ് നോക്കിക്കൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. സോ ആസ് ദ പീപ്പിൾ വെയർ ദ പീപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് ബുക്ക്, ദേ വെർ ഓൾവേസ് വെയിറ്റിംഗ് ഫോർ a sign, because in Bible, in Old Testament, they have read several times a Messiah will come. But Messiah will prove his messianship through signs and wonders. So Jews were always, can you show sign? Can you show sign? If you can show some signs, I can understand. We can understand that you are Messiah. So what Jesus did is he performed so many signs and miracles. And you know that. All in Bible, in Gospel, it's all the book about signs and wonders. You know, Jewish leaders came to Jesus. Are you Messiah? If so, show us some signs that you can prove your divinity. And they were not people who were against the book. They were for the book. But it can be something very wrong when you are so much into the book, but you miss the revelation of the book. We all can be so much into book, but we all can miss the revelation of the book. And here, these guys were there and they were seeking signs, and Jesus said, and Jesus performed a lot of signs and wonders. But what happened is that through signs and wonders, Jesus preached the gospel. That's right. But none of them were saved because of signs and wonders. They were saved because of the preaching of the gospel. They were not saved because they all believed, they all thought about it, but they were not saved because of that. That's the reason why only a handful of people came into faith from Jewish background. So for Jews, it was all about signs. And second thing, Bible is very clear about, they demanded sign. For them, the cross, for Jews, the cross is, Bible talks about this, cross was a stumbling block, right? അവർക്ക് വേണ്ടി കുരിശ് എന്തുവായിരുന്നു പറഞ്ഞു, ക്രൂശ് എന്തുവായിരുന്നു അവിടെ മലയാളത്തിൽ എന്തോ വാക്യം, ആ വാക്യം പറയുന്നത് ക്രൂശ് അവർക്ക് വേണ്ടി എന്തുവായിരുന്നു, ഇടർച്ചയായിരുന്നു. ഇറ്റ് വാസ് എ സ്റ്റംബ്ലിംഗ് ബ്ലോക്ക്. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് സ്റ്റംബ്ലിംഗ് കംസ് ഫ്രം ദ ഒറിജിനൽ വേർഡ് സ്കാൻഡൽ. ഫോർ ദം ഇറ്റ് വാസ് എ സ്കാൻഡൽ ബിക്കോസ് ആൻഡ് ദേ വർ നോട്ട് റോങ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ്. Because Deuteronomy, if you can just go, Deuteronomy chapter 21 and verse 22 and 23. Can we read it together? This is Deuteronomy. I told you they were the people of book. And this is what they read all the time. If someone guilty of a capital offense is put to death and their bodies exposed on a, okay, this is NIV. Let's go with some other translation. Bodies hung over a tree. Bodies hung over it. It's not pole, but it's a new version. So pole, it's the bodies exposed or hung over a tree. The next verse. The next verse. Hung on a tree. Be sure to bury it on the same day. Because that's it. Anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse. So what should Jews think about Messiah? I mean, Jesus can never be Messiah because now he is on the tree, on the cross. And their Bible is very clear about it, that one who is on the tree is a cursed one. But they didn't see the revelation of that one. How Jesus Christ came into this world and he bore all of our sins and he took the curse upon him. Yes, definitely one who is on the tree is cursed one. But this curse was our curse. This was our iniquity. This was our penalty. This was our sin. But he took all of that upon him. And for Jews, why would a Messiah take this all curse upon him? For Jews, cross is a stumbling block. Oh, Jesus, okay, signs and wonders, good. But this doesn't match. Signs and wonder, that matches. Messiah, yes, that's good. But cross doesn't match with Messiah. For them, cross is a stumbling block. So for Jews, cross was something very bad, something very cursed. And they missed the revelation. Let's jump into the next poll. For Gentiles, what Gentiles look for this? For Gentiles were looking for wisdom. They were looking for wisdom. You know that the most great philosophers who were known up to some few ages back, they were all Greek philosophers. You know that, right? So Greek philosophies are philosophies that is very much agreed by the world. And Greek philosophy is very advanced philosophy. So their philosophies were read, were taught in schools and in all the colleges. So Greek philosophies were known as great philosophies. So Greeks were the people who won't believe in anything else, but they want everything to be proved through philosophy. And that's a philos means philos, wisdom, sophia, wisdom. So sophia, wisdom of God. So philos, sophia, and all these things comes as wisdom. So philosophers, they were seeking wisdom. So Paul is saying, now, when I look into Jews, man, for them, cross is a stumbling block. Now, for Gentiles, they want everything to be proved. Prove me. Prove me that Jesus is Messiah. Prove. How can you prove? Prove it through philosophy. Prove it through rationalism. Prove it through all these rational answers. Prove it exactly with reasons and rationalities. And then Paul says, man, I cannot prove you. I cannot prove Jesus Christ through wisdom. And today, that is the message that I am bringing to my church. That is exactly the message that I'm bringing to church. If it was through wisdom that Lord has to prove his divinity, this whole world would have believed because it has been proven through philosophies. If God had to prove it through the book, saying how you read without the revelation, all the Jews would have believed. But then Bible says, I don't want to preach through wisdom or through anything else. Because by preaching through wisdom, cross will not have its power. Anything that has been preached, anything that has been believed, if cross is not the central feature, then it has no effect. It cannot redeem. It cannot heal. It cannot change lives. Njan innu vilichu parayatte oru karyam. Ninde jeevithathil edu buddhiyil odungunna rationalism philosophy kondu njan kartavine prasangichittu ninikku oru healing undagum ennu nee chindikkuvaanengil buddhiyude pramanathil oru healing undagathilla. Buddhiyude pramanathil oru paapam marayappadathilla. ബുദ്ധിയുടെ പ്രമാണത്തിൽ ഒരു ഡെലിവറൻസും നടക്കത്തില്ല. പക്ഷേ ഒരു മണ്ടനെ പോലെ ഓ 2000 വർഷം മുമ്പേ എനിക്ക് വേണ്ടി ക്രൂശിൽ തൂങ്ങപ്പെട്ട കർത്താവ് 2000 വർഷത്തിന് ശേഷം എന്റെ പാപത്തെ പോക്കി എന്നെ ശുദ്ധീകരിക്കുമെന്ന് വിശ്വസിക്കാൻ പറ്റുന്നുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ആ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവരോട് പറയുന്നു, ദൈ ക്രൂശിന്റെ വചനം അവനൊരു ശക്തിയായി മാറുന്നു. If my God has to prove his divinity through philosophies, the whole world would have believed. But my God never wanted to prove his philosophy prove his divinity through philosophies or anything else, because it is very clear those who need the deliverance, they cannot be delivered through philosophies or through rationalism. They can be delivered only through one thing, and that is the cross of Calvary. I want to remind my church, don't put your effort to gather all kind of wisdom, all kind of philosophies, all kind of knowledge to believe Jesus Christ. Through knowledge you will know. You cannot believe that. But if you have to believe, even though I don't have any reason, I don't have anything else to prove or to show, but I just believe that my Lord died for me on the cross of Calvary 2000 years ago, and still that cross speaks, till that blood is speaking to me, that blood can heal my disease, that blood can cleanse my sin, and he can make me whole again. Can somebody praise God for such a powerful thing? God never want to prove himself through philosophies, because Bible says, you know what, your greatest tip level, the altitude of your wisdom cannot even match God's foolishness. Our greatest knowledge, the topmost wisdom, cannot even match the foolishness of God. And says your greatest strength and the topmost strength cannot even match the weakness of the Lord. You are serving such a great God. What does that mean? That means when everything else doesn't work, when all your recommendations, when all your potentials, when all your hooks, when all your friendship, when all your relationship, when all your approach, when all your recommendation, when all of these fail, my one voice of my Lord is good enough to revive you and to give you strength and to give you life. I want my church to believe. Hallelujah. Don't rely on anything else, but rely on the cross of Calvary. On the cross of Calvary. For Jews, it was a stumbling block. For Greek, it was foolishness. They say, man, there is nothing. What are you talking about? Somebody died on cross 2,000 years ago, and you still believe that he can just heal all your disease? He can just wash all your sins? What do you say? Come on, prove it. Prove it. And Paul says, that's the verse. Verse 17 is very clear about it. Verse 17. Go back to verse 17. Go back to verse 17. And this is what God, this is what Paul says. Verse 17. Read. Can somebody read? For Christ did not send me to baptize. Okay, forget about that. But to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom and. Okay, this is what I want to tell my church. When we worship here, when we preach here, let us not do anything with wisdom. And just for performance, let us not do that. We don't want to perform, because it is not because of my performance that God is going to bring you blessings in your life. It's not about my performance. It's by, if I do that, if you think that, if I do really good, if I work hard, if I stress more, if I be loud, if I am so smart, oh, it will be great, effective. Let me tell you, when you think that, cross has no effect. When you think that, cross has no effect. Come on, show this devil that I live because of this cross. Show your devil I live because of the cross. Show your defeat that you have a cross. Look unto your defeat, look unto your failure, look unto everything that is around you, and bring this cross before you and say that I live for that. That's the reason why Paul says, if I live, it is gain. If I live, it's for Christ. If I die, it's gain. Because for me to live or to die is Jesus. ഹാലലൂയ. നമ്മുടെ ബുദ്ധി പ്രമാണം എല്ലാം ഒന്ന് മാറ്റി വെച്ചിട്ട് ദൈവത്തെ അന്വേഷിക്കുന്നവർ ക്രൂശിലേക്കൊന്ന് നോക്കണം. ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ഡ്രോ ഓൾ യുവർ അറ്റൻഷൻ ടുവേർഡ്സ് ദിസ് ക്രോസ് ടുഡേ. വി ആർ സ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ബിഫോർ ദിസ് ലോർഡ്സ് ടേബിൾ, ബട്ട് ദ മെസ്സേജ് ഈസ് ദിസ് ടേബിൾ ഈസ് ഓഫ് നോ യൂസ് ഇഫ് ക്രോസ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് യുവർ സെൻട്രൽ ഫീച്ചർ. ദിസ് ഈസ് ഓഫ് നോ യൂസ് ഇഫ് ക്രോസ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് അവർ സെൻറ്റർ. ഇഫ് ക്രോസ് ഈസ് ദ സെൻറ്റർ ഓഫ് യുവർ ലൈഫ്, നോ മാറ്റർ വട്ട് യു ഗോ ത്രൂ, വെർ യു ഗോ ത്രൂ, my cross will always take you through every situation. My Jesus, he just want you all, us all, to just look unto this cross and start appreciating this cross. Let's talk about this cross. Let's adore this cross, because cross is the only one thing. And then with this I go to the third one. If you can read verse 25 onwards, we will see one thing. That let's read from verse 25. Verse 25. Foolishness of God is
wiser than men.
Uh-huh.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Okay, with this one statement, the whole path of Christianity is actually foolishness in the eyes of the world. Killing Goliath with a sling. What's that? When we have a lot of other things, arms and communications, just with a sling, David is killing a giant. Naaman, to be healed, has to dip in river Jordan. Has to be in river Jordan. What makes that? Jesus healing a blind. How? Spitting on the ground, taking that spit everything in his hand, and putting over the eyes. Doesn't comprehend to any kind of wisdom. Red Sea. Been divided. How can that happen? Natural thing. Son, stop there until I say. Joshua looking unto son, stop at Gibeah unless I finish my battle. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. But when power of cross comes in, by the faith, come on, my church who serve the Lord, you need to just take this by faith in the name of Jesus. You have no reasons, no rational things in this. There is no wisdom in this. But can you take the foolishness of cross to be your necklace? To be your necklace. Take that cross and say, look unto Satan, say that, you know what? My cross is enough. This Lord's cross is enough for me. I can overcome any battle. Look unto the natural and say, you have to obey me because I stand beneath the cross. Hallelujah. Look into some kind of failures and talk to your failures. That failures, you cannot overtake me because I stand by the blood of Jesus Christ. I stand because of the cross of Calvary. Show enemy that you were defeated on the cross. My Lord has thrashed your head on the cross. Show the cross to him and he will run away from you. Can somebody praise God? Can somebody appreciate God for such a great cross that he has given you? Rubana Shamda Legasyanthana Bashi. ഹാലലൂയ. ജീവിതങ്ങളോട് ദൈവത്തിലെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൽ ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറയുവാ. ഹാലലൂയ. പരാജയം എന്താണെന്നറിയാമോ? പല പരാജയം കാണുന്നത് എന്താണെന്നറിയാമോ? സ്വന്തം ബുദ്ധി ഒന്ന് മാറ്റിവെക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെന്ന്. സ്വന്തം താല്പര്യങ്ങൾ, സ്വന്തം ബുദ്ധി, മറ്റുള്ളവരുള്ള സഹായം ഒന്ന് മാറ്റി വെച്ചിട്ട് ഈ ക്രൂശിൻ്റെ പാദപീഠത്തിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് മുട്ടുമടക്കാമെങ്കിൽ നിൻ്റെ എല്ലാത്തിനും ഒരു മാറ്റം തരുവാൻ, എൻ്റെ ദൈവം ശക്തനായ ദൈവമാ. ഇന്ന് ഞാൻ ആത്മാവിലാണ് വിളിച്ചു പറയുന്നത്. എനിക്കറിയത്തില്ല ഞാൻ ആരോടാണ് വിളിച്ചു പറയുന്നത്, പക്ഷെ ഞാൻ ആത്മാവിൽ ദൂത് പറയുക, നിൻ്റെ പരാജയത്തിൻ്റെ കാരണം നിൻ്റെ ഈ ബുദ്ധിയാ. ഈ ബുദ്ധിയും നിൻ്റെ ഈ പ്രമാണവും നിൻ്റെ ഈ ചിന്തയും, നീ വലിയ സ്മാർട്ടാണെന്നും നിൻ്റെ കാൽക്കുലേഷൻ റൈറ്റ് ആണെന്നും എല്ലാം ഒന്ന് ചിന്ത ഒന്ന് മാറ്റി വെച്ചിട്ട് ഒരു പൊട്ടനെ പോലെ ഈ ക്രൂശിന്റെ പാദപീഠത്തൊന്ന് ഇരിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെങ്കിൽ ക്രൂശിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം നീയും നിന്റെ കുടുംബവും അനുഭവിക്കുമെന്ന് ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറഞ്ഞാൽ എത്ര പേർക്ക് അത് ഏറ്റെടുക്കാൻ പറ്റും? നിന്റെ ശാപത്തെ മാറ്റുവാൻ ഒരു ഫിലോസഫിക്ക് പറ്റത്തില്ല. നിന്റെ രോഗത്തെ മാറ്റുവാൻ ഒരു ഡോക്ടറിന് പറ്റത്തില്ല. നിന്റെ ശാപത്തെയും നിന്റെ രോഗത്തെയും ഒരുപോലെ മാറ്റുവാൻ ഈ ക്രൂശിതനായ കർത്താവ് മാത്രം മതി. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവർ അവർ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കട്ടെ. Doctors and medical science will fail, but they should fail, because when they fail, then the glory of Lord comes through the power of cross. they should fail. And I want to tell you, I want to tell somebody in this place, when everything else fails, when medical science doesn't have an answer, your philosophy doesn't have an answer, nothing matches with your rational, that is the time when you say, now, Lord, reveal your power through the cross of Calvary. Come on, I want you to put everything under the cross of Calvary. Come on, all your weakness, all your failures, all your strength, and everything to the cross of Calvary. And say, Lord, I need that cross more than anything else. You are shaking something else. You need to stop it today. You know, how many things that has happened in your life that doesn't match your rational? How many things has happened to your life that doesn't match what you thought? You thought something else. You calculated something else. But something else has happened. You know why? There is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. When calculation goes wrong, when nothing is matching with what you were thinking about, when nothing else work out, this is the best time God is interested to bring his cross into your life. If you are under failure, if you're under stress, if you're under kind of struggles, this is the right time. Bring the cross of Calvary in your family. Somebody need to know that your family need the cross of Calvary. Talking about cross is not enough. Believing on the cross and making cross as the central feature of life, that is what God wants in your life. Amen. At times we talk about cross. Whenever we have a Lord's table, whenever we have Easter Sunday or it's a Good Friday, we talk about cross. No, cross is not a subject that has to be taught only on Good Friday or Easter Sunday or at times of Lord's table. Cross is the central feature of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to look unto that cross, because when enemy looks that cross, he cannot stand before it. Every time remind him, hey enemy, don't show me anything else. I will show the cross of Calvary. That is where you were destroyed. Your powers were destroyed and death has no effect. Sin has no effect. Every sting was broken on the cross of Calvary. And that's why Paul says, oh death, where is your victory? Oh sin, where is your sting? You cannot torment me. You cannot destroy me, because I live by the power of cross. I live by the power of cross. Amen. To every curse that you are going through, if you feel like it's a series of things that's happening, one after another, things are happening so bad to you, bring this cross. Make this cross as a central feature of your life. Ella parajayathinte madhyathilum idu kondaran pattumo. It feels like foolishness, right? For the world itself, what are you talking about? Cross. Bible will say, God's foolishness is stronger than your greatest wisdom. Great, God's weakness is greater than your greatest strength. So that's the reason why we talk about Jews are seeking signs. Greeks are seeking wisdom. And both of them failed. But for us, we preach the Christ crucified. Amen. They want to seek wisdom. They want to seek sign. But for us who believe in the Jesus Christ, in the power of the Lord, we preach Christ crucified. We talk about Christ crucified. We talk about Christ crucified. We pray to Christ who was crucified. And this Christ says, he is the power of God for us. This cross becomes power of God for us. Let me remind my church, when you go back today, take this cross as the central focus of your life. Amen. When you enter into your office, take this cross as the central focus of your office. Amen. It looks like foolishness, but I want to tell you, you will come back with a lot of testimonies. You will come back with a lot of testimonies. Either aalkarku foolishness aarikkum, pacha nee saachyathoda madangi varan pogune vishwasikkunna devangala karangal uyarthi idhe sothra cheya pattumo. Oru nimisham parayam kartave, I want to make, you know, we all are believers. We came to Lord several years ago. We all have dedicated our lives. But today, this God says, somewhere your focus has changed. Many of our focus has changed into something else. Some of them are seeking something else. Even though you are a church, you are a church. But at the same time, you are not a church. You may be sitting here, but your minds are not here. Many of you are interested in something else. Your minds are wavering something else. Bible says, I want to give you success and victory. And it will come only through cross. ഓൺലി ത്രൂ ക്രോസ്. ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ. ഈ ലോകത്തിലെ അറിവ് കൊണ്ടൊന്നും നമുക്ക് വിടൽ കിട്ടാനില്ല. ക്രൂശിതനായ യേശുവിനിലേക്ക് നോക്കി, അവങ്കിലേക്ക് നോക്കിയാൽ മാത്രമേ വിടുതൽ പ്രാപിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടോ. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം കർത്താവ് എനിക്കൊരു വിടുതൽ വേണമെന്ന് ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നവർ, എല്ലാം മറന്ന് ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് റിപ്പോർട്ട് ഒന്ന് മാറ്റിവെച്ചിട്ട്, ലോകത്തെ റിപ്പോർട്ടുകൾ മാറ്റിവെച്ചിട്ട്, കർത്താവിൻ്റെ ക്രൂശിനെ ഒന്ന് ഏറ്റെടുക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെങ്കിൽ, ആ ക്രൂശിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് നോക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെങ്കിൽ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, എല്ലാ കണ്ണുകളും അടച്ചിട്ട്, എവ്രി ഐസ് ടു ബി ക്ലോസ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ലെറ്റ്സ് ഫോക്കസ് ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ്.